pastimes took place here at Singhadwaram. Every year, when the devotees from Bengal would come to Jagannath Puri to meet with Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they would meet here at the Singhadwaram gate. In front of this gate, as we are doing today, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates would perform beautiful, beautiful Sankirtan. Just inside this gate is a ditch in the ground where Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would wash his feet. Govinda, his servant, would wash his feet whenever he would come into the temple of Jagannath. But because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the role of a devotee, he would never allow anyone to touch the water that had washed his feet, except some of his most intimate and confidential associates. They would sometimes, very secretly, take the water that had washed his feet and drink it or put it upon their heads. There was a devotee of the name Kalidas. Kalidas was a Brahmin. He was actually an uncle of Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. And he made a vow that he would take the remnants of the foodstuff from every single Vaishnav in the whole state of Bengal. And he would travel far and wide. He was a very wealthy man. And he would give very nice prasad. And somehow or other, he would always manage to get the maha maha prasad, the remnants. There's a particular story. He went to one Jadu Thakur. He was a Sudra by caste. Kalidas, being a Brahmin, knew that he would be embarrassed to give him prasad. So he brought him some ripe mangoes. And Kalidas bowed down to Jadu Thakur. And Jadu Thakur said, "Why are you doing like this? You are a Brahmin. I am a Shudra. I am low class. I should be bowing down and worshipping you." And Jadu Thakur began to quote from scripture, explaining that one is worshipable not by one's caste, but by one's devotion to Lord Krishna. Aho bata swapacha thogariyam yajjiva grevartate namathubyam. That even if one is born in an untouchable family of dog eaters, if that person is a devotee of the Lord, sincerely chanting the holy names, then that person can not only deliver himself from the repetition of birth and death, but can deliver the whole world from the repetition of birth and death. He's fit to be the spiritual master for the entire planet. And he began to quote so many different scriptures. Sat karmo nipano vipro mantra tantra visharada avaishnava guru rasyat vaishnava swapacho guru. That one should be seen according to one's quality of devotion to the Lord Sri Krishna and according to the sincerity of how he is chanting the holy name. And somebody, even if he is born in this verse a dog eater family, he is to be considered guru if he is sincerely chanting the name. But one who is not such a devotee, even though he may be performing all the 24 regulations of a perfect Brahmin, he cannot even deliver himself from suffering, what to speak of anyone else. In this way, he was saying, Jadu Thakur, because you are a great Vaishnav, therefore I am falling at your feet. And Jadu Thakur replied, "Yes, everything you're saying is true, it is according to scripture, but it only pertains to a devotee. But I have absolutely no devotion to Krishna, so none of these scriptural injunctions refer to me." So in this way, they had wonderful, humble talks together, praising one another. And then Kalidas gave him the mangoes, and he went in the back and hid in the forest. And after Jadu Thakur took the mangoes and ate it, his wife took the skins and the peels sometimes later and threw it in the garbage place behind his little home. And when it began to become dark, when no one would see, Kalidas came out of the forest and he started to eat the skins of the mangoes and suck on the seeds. And as he was doing it, tears of love were flowing from his eyes, thinking that these are the remnants of a devotee of the Lord. In this way, somehow or other, he took the remnants of every devotee in Bengal. And because of his humility in worshipping and honoring the Vaishnavas, he won the special favor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mad bhakta pujavadika. The Lord says, one who worships my devotee is pleasing me and worshipping me the best. So one day, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here at the Singhadwaram gate and Govinda was washing his feet, Kalidas came right under his feet and he cupped his hands and he drank the water. He caught the water that was just coming from the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, and right in front of Lord Chaitanya's eyes, he drank it. And then, again, he put his cupped hands under the lotus feet and filled his palms again with the Charanamrit of the Lord, and he drank it. And then for a third time, he put his cupped hands under the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and took the Charanamrit right in the presence of Lord Gauranga, and he drank it. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with great pleasure, he said, that is enough. You have achieved a mercy that no one else is entitled to. Because he so much honored and worshipped the Lord's devotees, he was given a special form of mercy from the Lord that no one else had ever received. And later that day, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was taking prasad. And in his home, the Gambira, which we will be visiting tomorrow. And at that time, Kalidas was looking through the window, waiting for the Mahaprasad. And after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finished taking Jagannath's Mahaprasad, he told his servant Govinda, you give all my remnants to Kalidas. Hariyo! Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that the Mahaprasad, the prasad that comes right from the deity's plates, is called Mahaprasad. And when that prasad is honored by a great devotee, that is called Mahaprasad. And that is the highest form of prasad. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, in this world, there are three substances that are extraordinarily powerful. One is the water that washes the feet of the great Vaishnava. Two is the dust from the feet of a great Vaishnava. Three is the food remnants of the great Vaishnava. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami declares that these three substances are Mahabala, supremely greatly powerful. And one should obtain them by any means possible. Also, there is a beautiful story of how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his last 12 years, he was so much immersed in the ecstasies of love of Krishna, in the mood of Sri Radharani, that sometimes in the middle of night he would just escape from his room, the Gambira, and his devotees would be searching everywhere and everywhere for him. And they would find him in the most unparalleled forms of ecstatic love. One day they found him right at the Singhadwaram gate, right next to these lions. And there was a small herd of cows around him licking his body. And he was in an ecstasy like a tortoise, where all his limbs, his arms and his legs both disappeared and literally went into his body like a tortoise. And when the devotees saw him like this, such symptoms of ecstasy, that only one who has Mahabhava, the ecstasy of Sri Radharani's love, can possibly exhibit. They all began to chant very loudly the holy names. But still, his arms, his leg, and even his head, they were all withdrawn within his trunk. And he was not willing to come out. So in great desperation, with raised arms, they very loudly began to chant. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare still, Mahaprabhu was in his mood of Kurmavatar and the ecstasy of separation from Sri Krishna. So they began to have a roaring kirtan, raising their arms.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
I was with Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan, assisting them in their eternal leela. Why have you brought me to this place? And they all began to chant,
Hare Krishna!
Also, every year during the Ratha Yatra, at this place, the Singhadwaram Gate, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Thakur, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, Vakreshwar Pandit, Sri Ram, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, all the eternal associates would be eagerly and anxiously chanting and dancing right in the very spot we are now, waiting for Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra to appear. And it was here that they are brought and placed upon their carts. The deities here, for those of you who have gone in, are very, very large size. Mahato Mahiyan Anato Niyan. Krishna is larger than the largest, smaller than the smallest. He can be worshipped in the form of a little shalagram or Govardhan Shila, no bigger than the size of your finger. Mahaprabhu worshipped the Govardhan Shila hardly bigger than his own thumb. And at other times he would worship Lord Jagannath, who's so big and so wide and so worshipable. So Balaram, Subhadra, and Jagannath would come out of the temple from the Singhadwaram gate, and they would be placed on their carts. And it was here that Maharaj Prataparudra, the king of all of Orissa, knowing that his position before the Supreme Lord is nothing but a menial servant, to teach us all that whatever our position is, however wealthy, however handsome, however powerful, however influential, we are all nothing but the menial servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Maharaj Prataparudra would put on the cloth of a bhangi, a street sweeper, and he would take a broom and accept the most humble position of sweeping the road before Lord Jagannath. Sri Jagannath Swami! Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want to meet with King Prataparudra because he was a worldly person. He was associating with a throne and a queen and so much wealth and so much power. Although King Prataparudra wanted so desperately to have audience with Mahaprabhu, he said, I cannot meet a worldly man, I am a sannyasi. But when he saw King Prataparudra in this very spot with a broom in his hand, humbly sweeping the street before Lord Jagannath, Mahaprabhu's heart melted. If we want to win the heart of the Lord, we have to take the most menial, humble service. We have to know we have no position except the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. We should be willing to sweep the dust from the feet of the Lord and his devotees. Because that dust, Narottam Das Thakur says, should be the sustenance of our life. Nithai Gaura Hari! Vanshakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo. It was here that Maharaj Prataparudra won the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through his loving service to the Lord. So let us all offer our respectful obeisances to Lord Jagannath Balaram Subhadra. It is the custom of this temple that people who are not born in the land of India, in the upper classes, are not allowed to go beyond the Singhadwaram gate. So those of you who qualify, later on you may go in and have the beautiful darshan of Jagannath, Balaram, and Subhadra. And the rest of us fallen souls, we will be very happy and content to offer our obeisances to the chakra. Because as Haridas Thakur, Rupa Goswami, and Sanatan Goswami, they were also considering themselves unfit to go into the temple. Haridas, because he was born in a family of untouchables. Rupa and Sanatan because they became servants of untouchables. But they never wanted to disturb the traditions of the pujaris and the temples. So every day they would offer their heartfelt obeisances to the chakra on top of the temple, because it is to be considered that the chakra is none different than the murti inside. And when you worship and bow down to the chakra, you gain all the credit of worshiping the Lord within. So let us all, with great sincerity and humility, bow down before the Lord of the universe, Sri Jagannath Dev, Sri Subhadra Devi, and Sri Balaramji. Four gates. This is the Dakshin South Gate, just here where the horses are. And here we have the beautiful murti of Sri Hanumanji. This Hanumanji is guarding the southern direction, the direction of the sea. The sea comes in that direction. And you'll see something very interesting, how there is shackles or chains around Hanumanji's feet. Can everyone see this?
Yes.
Shri Vedi Hanuman Ki!
Yes.